You're listening to SBS News.
It is estimated more than 2,000 litres of milk is needed annually for the 1,000 babies born prematurely in New South Wales each year. Now, the milk needed to supply those babies can be stored in the state's first statewide milk bank. The service was launched on Sunday by the Australian Red Cross Blood Service and the state government. It will collect excess breast milk from mothers and send it to a processing centre in Sydney, where it will be tested, processed, then distributed to premature babies. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the service, run under strict guidelines, will help save lives.
Sometimes mum's breast milk doesn't come in if the baby is born a little early. So for example, at 26 weeks up to, as we're talking about, possibly up to 32 weeks, the mum's breast milk just doesn't come in. And it takes a while for that to happen, if at all. And this milk bank will allow us to ensure that those families, those little babies who need the breast milk, can have it in the safest possible way.
It's the second bank of its kind launched by the Red Cross, the first being opened in South Australia earlier this year. Milk banks provide screened and pasteurised donor mother's milk for when a mother's own milk is not available for their baby. There are numerous reasons a mother's milk may not be available, including that some mothers may be too unwell or under too much stress to produce enough milk. In the absence of their own milk, donor mother's milk is the next best source of food for their baby. Australian Breastfeeding Association counsellor Dr. Jennifer James says human milk is vital as nutrients within it are irreplaceable.
Breast milk isn't like a substance that's static. It's a living, constantly evolving fluid that is specifically aligned to the needs of human infants.
And it's even more vital for premature babies to protect them from potentially life-threatening conditions associated with them being born early. Babies born prematurely are at greatest risk of developing necrotizing enterocolitis, a potentially fatal disease that attacks the gut. Dr. James says opening breast milk banks will greatly improve their chances of survival.
The beauty and the wonderful thing about breast milk banks is that staff don't have to turn to an artificial formula. They can provide the next best thing, which is donated breast milk, which provides immunity factors, provides all the things that the baby needs.
Milk banking was quite common until the 1980s, when the global AIDS epidemic sparked concerns about transmitting the virus through milk. But there is now a re-emergence of milk banking in Australia, a sentiment Dr. Jennifer James welcomes.
So if we were to have it nationwide with more centres where women can donate their breast milk, it's a huge win for babies. So not just premature babies, but sick babies as well. When mum's really ill, I mean, sometimes it's a situation where the baby's fine, but the mother's in critical condition in intensive care.
There are 5 milk banks across the country, including the privately owned Mother's Milk Bank. Other banks are run out of hospitals and supply milk exclusively to premature and sick hospitalised infants within their own neonatal intensive care units. Those hospitals include the King Edward Memorial Hospital in Perth, the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney, and Mercy Health in Melbourne. The Metro North Hospital and Health Service in Brisbane runs the country's only hospital milk bank that's allowed to supply other hospitals across the country, including to 3 hospitals in New South Wales and 1 in Tasmania. The Queensland Bank was this year at risk of running out of milk as demand for its services soared to unprecedented levels. So the opening of a bank in New South Wales is welcome news to Karen Langford, a clinical nurse consultant at the Queensland Milk Bank, who says it will alleviate pressure on the system.
You know, we're coming up to the Christmas season and we generally find at that time of year our donations will drop off and, you know, women in general are busy with life. You know, we don't have a great footprint to be able to do media and advertising to get donors. So being able to get out there in the general public and be able to get the word out that we need milk is sometimes harder.
She admits it should have been up and running sooner.
Yes, it has taken a long time for somewhere else to open up. But we can't stop acknowledging that there's other units that have been, you know, supplying pasteurised donor human milk and ours particularly growing in the last few years.
The Red Cross Blood Service Milk Bank Manager Christine Solfaro wants the Red Cross centres to close any gaps in the system.
It is a long process, but we are live in South Australia and New South Wales now. We look forward to decreasing the gaps in the current service provision of those other hospitals and states that, you know, currently don't have a ongoing supply of pasteurised donor human milk.
Donors have to meet eligibility criteria established through multiple questionnaires and screenings. That includes being able to show they have enough milk for their own babies and being able to answer questions about their own baby's health. The Red Cross says it's mindful that some cultural and religious complexities around donor milk exist, but Ms. Solfaro is urging women to consider donating milk if they can and are eligible.
This is a lifesaver. These little premature babies face so many health challenges, and if they don't have enough of mum's own milk, it just puts them at even more risk of having ongoing health issues. So if they could have access to a safe and reliable source of donor milk, then they're getting a really good start in life.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.